I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we're talking about end-of-year reporting. The new year has begun, and it is a time where you collect a lot of data and bring it together so you can report this to the City Council. What are some of the things that the City Council wants to see on a regular basis?
Yeah, so I'd like to inform the Council kind of where we're at, what we're doing with investigations and how our calls for service are going. It's a big stat that we can track and show kind of what's going on in our community. So, you know, at the end of every year, we try to provide a booklet of our annual reporting, and that some of that data includes our major crimes, which is broken down into crimes against persons, property crimes, and then your criminal activity against the community, which is your drug crimes and your DWIs. You know, that's the stats that we keep. And then also a few more that I throw in there is I try to show them how many incident reports we do a year and traffic stops and arrests. So they can get a somewhat of a perspective on what's going on in their community. And I always like to try to show the last 2 or 3 years so they can see the trending that's happening as well, so they can know what's going on in their police department. And again, it's a accountability factor that I enjoy.
One of the things that you talked about was calls for service. What are you seeing there within the community?
Yeah, so what's different about our department, so we have two different ways to track calls for service, and that's because we have 911 communications, and then we also have the police department. So as far as the police department officers go, we're at 53,000 this year, just a little over 53,000, compared to last year was 43,000. And so we're up 10,000 calls for service this year, and we're seeing it. You know, we're doing the work, and our reports show that as well. So then the other factor is through dispatch. Of course, dispatch, they do calls for 911, for law enforcement, both sheriff and police, and then they have the fire department and EMS, and then our rural fire departments as well. So this year we're at 67,000 calls for service through our dispatch center. Compared to last year, we were just over 53,000. So we're up 14,000 calls for service through our dispatch center, and it's showing in there. You know, it's consistently busy. The phone's going, the radio's going, and they're being worked.
When you see the calls for service go up, does that mean that there is more happening in the community, or just more that people want to report?
You know, from looking at the data over the past 4 years and just kind of doing my job from studies and whatnot, I feel, and after talking to the community as well, I feel that it's a trust factor in our department. The community, that partnership is working. The community calls us to help with their problems, and which means that we're getting more calls for service, but our annual criminal stats are going down. So that also shows me that while the community is calling us to help with their problems, our officers are taking care of those problems, because year over year, for the last 3 years, our stats, our crimes against people, our property crimes are going down. And so that's something to be proud of, I think. And I try to tell that to our police officers, that they're doing their job, and they need to be proud of that.
Do you keep stats on reports that are made and the outcome, you know, whether or not they're resolved, or if they go to court or anything like that?
We do. We keep track of just about everything. And so how that works is a report will come into a police officer, and they will do the basis of the report. And if it's a larger investigation or a felony investigation, usually that goes over to our detectives, and then they will begin an investigation and work to solve that case for the victims. And so it's a process. But then our secretary Ellen, she keeps track of when that goes to the prosecutor, and she tries to keep track of the court process and the outcome, so we know what we need to be doing better and what we can do different.
Are you seeing good results as they follow through the entire process?
We are. You know, at one time, I believe Livingston County had the, and this is due to the prosecutor, Livingston County had the largest rate of sending inmates to the DOC. And so not that that's our goal, but we want people to know that we take care of our community. We take pride in a safe community where our citizens and our business owners and our visitors aren't victimized. You know, we take a lot of pride in that. And so that's why we keep these stats and we follow the process. And again, it's an accountability factor that I want.
And one final thing, is the department a little bit more proactive or reactive when it comes to the items that are going on in the community? And do you have stats that back those up?
Yeah, so we, police by nature are reactive. That's why we're here, is to solve the problems for the community. But we take a different approach. We're a proactive department. You know, I keep the stats on the traffic stops, the arrests. We're there to try to curb the crime, to try to keep this community safe and functioning in a high manner. So we're different. You know, we take pride in the proactive stuff that we do, and you know, that's a true partnership with our community. You know, we want to keep them safe.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.